has the formula for you. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free, that's right, free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a
call. Dry it, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy is what we do. Fluff it, rinse it, spin it. We save money and water too.
Energy Star.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at comed.com/homesavings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
In the heart of the Caribbean, Dominican Republic delivers affordable luxury with incredible values. Enjoy ideal weather, championship golf, vibrant casinos, and some of the best beaches in the world. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacation Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights at Catalonia Bavaro Beach Golf and Casino Resort start from only $6.99. Or make it 4 nights at the adults-only Barcelo Bavaro Beach starting from just $11.99. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Dominican Republic has it all. Price it per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including air on Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees, including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
/free TV.
Hey, it's Spiggs. And look, this is the last time I'm going to tell you this week, okay? Get yourself a haircut and go do it at Sport Clips, where the MVP experience is the way to go. You'll get a great haircut that's guaranteed every time. Massaging shampoo and invigorating scalp massage, where they use the tea tree shampoo that tingles and feels just right. I use it every morning, by the way, because I got it last time I was at Sport Clips, because they have the latest hair care and styling products for men and boys, including the shampoo that you use right there. So I said, I want some of that. Give me some of that. I'll bring it home. And I did, and I use it every day. There is no appointment needed at Sport Clips. Walk-ins are welcome, and they are open every day. The massaging chairs and the shampoo area will complete that experience. The MVP is a great value and a great stress reliever. And you can even time your visit while there's a game going on, so you can watch a game while you're getting your hair cut. Go to sportclips.com and find one of the 80 Chicagoland locations that are near you. Go there. Tell them Spig sent you. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
It's free TV month. Get a free 32-inch Samsung TV when buying any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
Starting in 2016, we are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:02 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears are back practicing in Hallis Hall this morning ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Rams. But just as the Bears appeared ready to turn the corner on the injury front, word came yesterday that Alshon Jeffrey was day-to-day with a groin injury. That could change what offensive coordinator Adam Gase has to do on Sunday.
We'll just see what happens. We got a lot of time this week, and you know, I can't make any predictions on what's going to happen with him. And we're taking it day-to-day right now. With him, it's nice when he's available to go, because obviously he's an impact player for us, but we got a lot of guys that step up when he's not in.
The Bears' official injury report is out. Eddie Royal out for Sunday. Alshon Jeffrey is questionable, along with Pernell McPhee, Antrel Roll, Shea McClellan, Hronus Grasu, Matt Forte, Jermaine Bushrod, and Tracy Porter. Pernell McPhee did not practice today. Bulls take on the Hornets tonight at the UC. Coach Fred Hoiberg says expect to see Joakim Noah coming off the bench despite being sidelined this week with sore knees. Bulls and Hornets tip tonight at 7. Blackhawks practice today before heading to St. Louis for tomorrow night's game against the Blues. Today, the Hawks activated Michael Roosevelt from long-term IR and reassigned Eric Gustafson to Rockford. Both Roosevelt and Duncan Keith will play tomorrow, according to Coach Joe Quenneville. And in baseball hot stove action, the Angels and Braves made a 5-player deal yesterday that sends Andrelton Simmons and catcher Jose Briseño to Anaheim. Pitchers Sean Newcomb and righty Chris Ellis go to Atlanta in return, along with shortstop Eric Ibar. Cubs are among the teams John Heyman says will be big spenders this offseason. And the AP is reporting that daily fantasy sites DraftKings and FanDuel have filed lawsuits in New York to contest a cease and desist order from the state attorney general. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you at newmailmedical.com. And join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Steve Rosenblum for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour today at Trax Tavern and Grill in Deerfield from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie. Have a terrific weekend. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski. Tremendous job, as always. And Kevin Zipak, yeah, hanging around even longer than he was technically contracted to do today.
Technically contracted?
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you to all the guys.
Can't wait to tell everybody about it, either.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
It doesn't feel as good if you're telling everyone that you're
hanging
around.
I'm sticking around. I'm helping you do some work here.
The guys did a terrific job this week, so
sure
thank
did.
You guys. Appreciate you.
Brian Gertsch on the video stream at watch670thescore.com.
The governor.
Our guests today included Boomer Esiason, Hub Arkish, Vincent Goodwill, Pete Futak, Patrick Manley, and Antrell Roll.
It's like we're the morning show today.
Know,
we're
right?
All these damn guests.
Somewhere in there, we also said words. I do believe, if I remember correctly.
I think you said Steph Curry was the greatest player to ever play basketball or something like that.
No, I'm edging closer.
I'm pushing you too hard.
To calling him the best player in the NBA. I want to call him that badly.
This is what I used to do to Doug at the vending machine every once in a while. Like, Doug would not want to get the granola out the vending machine. I'd be like, you might as well just go G5, Doug. He's like, no, little buddy, I want the chips. And G5 was the granola. I'm like, yeah. You know you want G5. And then, no, I'm good. And then he'd hit G5. Damn it, Chase, you made me get the granola.
It's just
I'm
going to
make you get the Steph Curry granola.
I know there are people with more complete games and more efficient games.
And
but
more impactful. If the moment you don't think LeBron James is more impactful than Steph Curry, you holler at me.
Okay, I'll holler. But the the artistry with which that man plays, the joy with which that it takes, that it brings to watch the man play at the very top of his game, as skillful and as artistic as he is, just incredible.
Going on year 13 of being the best player in the game.
I was talking about Steph. Hub Arkish and Big Cat Williams will join us on Monday as we do a little post game after the St. Louis battle. Time now for Bernstein and Rosenblum in Deerfield at Trax Tavern, 833 Deerfield Road, part of the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, off to their second best start in franchise history. The one better, won a cup. Hello, men.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is like an old school like home game for you, right?
Oh, you better believe it is.
Yeah, you got all the boys. Got all the boys coming out from Deerfield
High School. Baseball field. Well, I don't know who's still around. I know there are some.
Give me some of the names. Roll some of those names of the Dan Bernstein Rat Pack.
I think my parents are going to come by because they're still here. And then the
Silverberg.
one of the managers here came over to me and he said, Rosen. Your uncle was in here yesterday and your uncle said he's coming by. So
sweet.
They told me who's coming by to see the show today.
A
so it's
homecoming.
All good.
Wow.
Yeah, why not? It's all fun.
A whole pack of Bernsteins out there for you. That's excellent.
It's kind of like when we were at training camp and 40 little Dan Bernsteins from that day camp ran up on the stage. stage and started trying to take everything. And then when we asked, when we told them, you know, why they couldn't take anything, they kept asking us, why not? And I'm like, oh my God, there's 35 little Dan Bernsteins in front. Why can't we take this helmet? Why can't we get more autographs from Ryan Pace? I'm like, dude, you're 1-6 already. Get the hell out of here.
A couple years ago, we did an appearance, I remember, at night during a Blackhawks playoff game. We were on Western in Beverly, you know, and there were like 19 Zawaskis there.
I was going to say,
you're
going to have trouble finding Dan Bernsteins on
119th I'm Jay Zawaski, and I'm Jim Zawaski, and I'm Ben Zawaski, and I'm Bob Zawaski.
All his family members, Michael and all those boys.
That sounds like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
The 19 Zawaskis?
Or a Akira Kurosawa or something.
I think he was over the cap.
The 7 Samurai and the 19 Zawaskis.
And then Cheech Marin is giving you the intro as you walk into it.
Don't even get me started.
We got this.
There's nothing I can even paraphrase.
Stinky.
Yeah, you're talking from dusk till dawn. Good luck with that.
All right, so let me ask you guys, because it's funny that we went in this direction, but Theo Epstein earlier the week when he was on with us said, you know, there's a point in every off season where eventually you feel like you're in a Russian novel, you know, and that's what he said. And so he means just all the intrigue, the incredibly layered plot, the feeling that something is going to cave in on you, the suspicions.
And everything affecting something else.
Yeah.
Nothing is independent. Everything's interconnected.
And everything and you becomes, keep track.
Everything becomes its own singular soap opera, too. Like this guy, all of a sudden, he's telling you he's going to go meet with these people because his agent says they're going to pay him more. And then you got to ride that wave. You can reride in 3 or 4 ways before...
Sure.
The winter meetings are even done.
And a labyrinthine plot that he just has to keep thinking about every little aspect of.
Right. It's sprawling and it's epic, but it's still incredibly detailed.
Yeah. And you end up with Samardzija and you keep it moving. Samardzija and Alex Gordon. Although I think they're going to go
I don't get the Alex Gordon thing at all.
I don't know where you put him.
They like him, though.
Yeah,
Where do you put him?
They got 3 guys who need to play left field on the team anyway.
Right.
Can you play Alex Gordon?
If you center?
What if you put Brian center?
They might do that.
And then Gordon's in right, because you can't play Schwarber in right.
No, because you deal Soler.
You can't give Schwarber a mitt.
No, Schwarber should be playing left. I wish they would only worry about left field, but they continue to want him to worry about catching.
But if you didn't have to worry about him having a mitt, he'd be that much better, too, though.
Well, yeah,
right?
True, no?
You
sure.
Don't,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just not, that's not an option until the DH comes.
In about 5
he
years.
He could be a serviceable left field.
I think so. You know what I was interested in? We talked about it earlier. Colby Rasmus accepted the qualifying offer, first man ever.
We mentioned it late in the show yesterday, and I'm trying to think of, does he know of some injury that he has that nobody else knows about?
No,
They've
been offering them to so many guys because they figure, well, someone's still going to sign them and give up the draft pick, and he decided they have lowered my value with this qualifying offer to the point that I'd rather take another chance next year. Maybe next year after another good season, someone will think it's worth it and they'll give me the right amount of money.
Right.
And so he thinks the qualifying offer reduced his value, which of course it does. So this is like, you've been wondering where the breaking point is? It's Colby Rasmus, apparently.
But it's him with this crop of outfielders to start with.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking Jason Hayward, if you're talking Cespedes, Alex Gordon.
Stay away from Cespedes.
But I'm just saying, somebody's going to do that.
Right.
Somebody always does. I don't know. Maybe Colby Rasmus had a good grasp of, first of all, the town and the team he was in.
Yes.
And this is St. Louis South now. And it's knowing which class you're in of free agent outfielders and where the money's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking at that clock, looking at that when everybody's clock goes off, will I be the guy? Remember the room we used to talk about, Dan, where there's a bunch of guys sitting in that $5-6 million room at the end of the year who haven't been signed at the end of the offseason period, who haven't been signed yet, and you just have to sit there and go, okay, can I come out of the room now? Everybody else has gotten their money. Wow. Can you take me now?
The guy walks in with a clipboard and he says, okay, now who speaks Japanese.
Wow.
Alex Rios, come on.
Let's
down.
See. Now the Nippon Hem Fighters have an opening. What do you say?
All of a sudden, Will Bynum stands up and starts giving you tips on Guangdong.
The Guangdong province. Hey, this news just broke. Matt Wieters. Ooh. Matt Wieters accepted the qualifying offer from the Orioles.
So you're right.
Second guy ever. And that's a Boris client right there. So that's an even bigger surprise in terms of the agent. But like we talked about yesterday, these guys tell the agent what they want to do.
Now. Well, and you notice Boris is not going hard when it comes to posturing publicly for Arrieta.
He sure is. We talked about it yesterday.
What does that tell you?
It tells me.
Because Jake wants that money because he knows he throws across his body and he knows mm-hmm. that everything ain't all good. Everything ain't going to be last year.
He sees Wade Miller in the mirror.
Right?
Yeah. Oh wow.
You know, he built the case for Arrieta over the summer when the Cubs went out west. And he was comparing him to Scherzer because he wants the Scherzer deal. But he compared the arm and the number of innings. It was almost the playbook with Scherzer. And Arrieta has thrown, I don't know, like 300 fewer innings than Scherzer. And he was beginning to make that case for a young arm, yes, despite the chronological age.
Yeah. And the delivery that is the crossfire delivery is hard.
Absolutely.
On that shoulder.
I think if you're Arrieta, you would welcome those conversations. And if you're the Cubs, go ahead and let him take his 15, 16 mil. He'll get an arbitration and wait at least a year. You know,
right.
Ian Kennedy is a lot of people think he's going to take the qualifying offer from San Diego too today and use that as a bargaining tool. So it's interesting because that the ceiling of that just broke. Just literally yesterday and today, and it'll change the landscape of free agency a bit.
Before we talk about that, I want to let you guys know that we were so close to a really, really cool football story that just didn't quite materialize, and it's still worth walking through briefly. When we talked this week about Zach Miller's catch in the end zone, and we started talking about other great Bears catches and memory, et cetera. And the one that came to mind for me was 1994, and it was Chris Gedney.
Mm-hmm. Gedney.
Number
84. Against
Chris Gedney, you know, I can't stay healthy, Bergie.
But in the back of the end zone, a one-handed catch that ended up being the deciding score in what turned out to be a big win over Buffalo that helped to propel the Bears into the playoffs that year. They actually won a playoff game that
Didn't
year.
Didn't Fred Baxter have a really good one against Tampa Bay, too, from Jim Miller?
It gets more interesting here because Gedney also, if you remember, a tight end who battled through all kinds of injury problems, could never stay healthy. He had ulcerative colitis at one point that sidelined him before when the treatment for that, so it wasn't as advanced as it is now 2 decades ago. And it was a big deal because here it was, this guy fighting to get on the field just like Zach Miller. After years and years of injuries, comes up with this big play. So we talked about it, and as it turned out, there was a listener who had a mutual friend that knows Chris Gedney, and Gedney is now an associate athletic director at his alma mater, Syracuse. So he sends me some screen caps of a text conversation that this guy has. Hey, they're talking about your catch, et cetera. And Gedney says, oh, yeah, I coached Zach Miller when he was in high school,
wow,
when I was living in Arizona at Desert Vista High School, whatever. So I thought, oh, this is awesome.
Oh, it's
when
he was the other tight end?
He was a volunteer assistant. I said, this is really cool. What a great little story. And even added at the end, Chris Gedney said, remember, in 94, we weren't wearing gloves.
Uh-oh.
So he gave himself a little pat on the back there. But as it turns out, there are two journeyman NFL tight ends named Zach Miller. And it's the other Zach Miller.
The other one is was in Seattle for a while.
So that's exciting.
Oh, boy.
Well, it would have been. It would have been this great little symmetrical thing, this Bears connection.
You are a huge nerd.
Yes. And it just fizzled out. Damn it.
Oh, who cares?
He had a football Escher drawing in the.
Right. Yeah. 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 Well, it ended up being one because it all led in wrong directions anyway. It was a novel.
Zach Miller is going up a staircase in the wrong direction.
After that, I can't wait to listen to today's show after that story.
What a tease.
I love you guys.
Well,
enjoy
we got
yourselves.
Olin Krutz, we got Dan Durkin, we got second half, we got a did you talk about the Phil Hirsch piece in the Tribune today about Chicago college basketball? And
we talked about it yesterday off the air, actually, about like because
wouldn't it be nice for DePaul to be good again?
Yeah, or just somebody, anybody.
DePaul,
see, I guess I'm gonna
zag on that one a little bit because
it'd be nice. It'd be nice for a big city that likes. I really don't care
how good local college basketball.
No, not even caring. But it'd be okay. It'd be cool to have another story, another angle, another something to talk about. I mean, you know, it's a big city that can take a lot of sports at one time. You know, I don't think it would be bad.
I think if you like college basketball,
I don't. I think the sport sucks. I just look at it for the pro players.
That's kind of where I am. The college basketball itself is not fun unless you're watching Kentucky.
It mattering and you liking the product is two different things. Like, I think it matters to a lot of people. I don't like the product, but I think it matters for me because I want to see who the guys are who separate themselves.
Is there a cheating coach who used to be at, like, Towson State that we could bring in?
PK.
How would I know? I would have no experience in anything like that.
Maybe a bunch of Chicago kids start committing right away.
All of a sudden, Lance Williams and Bobby Simmons are the recruiting coordinators.
Speaks, what you're doing is you're kind of making the point. You can get the kids.
Oh, you got cheap.
Yeah.
You got to do what everybody else is doing.
You got to play the game, right?
Yeah, you got to have people taking, you know, other people's SATs and giving your brothers a job at FedEx.
There's no mysteries here.
I know.
Isn't that great? College basketball is the only clean thing in Chicago.
Damn.
It's the only thing that's not corrupt.
Sounds like the next Smack Talker with Steve Rosenbloom right there.
Yeah, there's your one liner.
Yeah, there it is. Right? We're done.
Yeah, fellas, we're done.
We'll be listening for the next.
Me off.
We love
great
you.
Weekend.
All right, boys.
Be well, bye. Fellas. For the next 4 hours and 40 minutes, the boys will be out at Tracks Tavern and Grill in Deerfield, 833 Deerfield Road.
Every once in a while, Rosie gets me good.
See? Rosenbloom is the truth, man. I know it. First guy that I produced at this station.
Well, that's not why he's the truth. Go ahead.
All right, we got a Bears game coming up Sunday. I hate you so much. You like you do it at the end of every show. You make me love you, and then you make me hate you as soon as we walk out of here. Uh-huh. Speaks, we'll be back on Monday, brother.
Yeah, man, should be fun. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too. Everybody be safe out there.
Hey.
The Boys of Bernstein show coming up. Oh, yeah, you got your show tonight.
Yeah,
show.
We've pre-sold a lot. It should be great fun. But if you're looking for something to do at the Metro tonight, Tributosaurus doing REM Murmur, and then a best of set. Len Casper will be a part of things as well tonight. That's going to be really fun. So come on over.
This shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Off to their second best start in franchise history. The one better won a cup. Spiegel and Goff Show. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Every once in a while, entitled athletes use their power and influence for good. More often, though, athletes do what Ohio State's JT Barrett did 2 weeks ago when he was pulled over by local police in Columbus for operating a vehicle under the influence of alcohol. According to video of the incident, Barrett said to the officer, quote, "I'm the quarterback at Ohio State. Come on, man. Officer, there's nothing you can do," unquote. Happily, the officer did his job, and Barrett has since pleaded guilty. Of course, in Urban Meyer world, Barrett was suspended for exactly one game against a mediocre Minnesota team and will be ready to go a week from Saturday when Ohio State finally confronts a quality opponent, Michigan State. Meyer's bluster about losing financial aid next summer? Please. He's the Ohio State quarterback. I'm John Feinstein.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Escape to the endless beaches of Riviera Maya. 3 nights of unlimited luxury at Now Sapphire Riviera Cancun start from only $8.49. Or make it Ixtapa. 7 nights at Barcelo Ixtapa Beach start from just $12.49. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including Charter Air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See applevacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064, 15111.
What's your favorite month? July? December? How about free TV month? That's right. This month, get a free 32-inch Samsung TV with the purchase of any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above, now through December 5th. So hurry to your participating Samsung SUHD retailer and celebrate free TV month with a free Samsung TV. The best way to 4K. While supplies last, for free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days, $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
Right now at the Home Depot, get Black Friday savings on an Amana stainless steel French door refrigerator for $1,298. You save over $700. Let's extend the guest list with bright LED lighting inside and an ice and water dispenser outside. However you build cheer, build it bigger. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings early at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And, hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I truly believe that the number one natural steroid is sleep, and the number two natural steroid is milk, whole milk. Three would be water. Four would be steak.
Well, you're going to see it. It's super high speed, slow motion. But
have you met Dez Bryant's pet monkey yet?
Mr. Monkey, the monkey thing is pretty humorous. I am a monkey fan. I can stand in a zoo and look at them all day long and die laughing.
Take the helm at this point and try to calm the waters, or dry, you know, ride the boat through the calm the waters. And
partying. Corey Fuller. Partying. Don't like it.
During the second half of the game, Packers were pretty upset. And there was an argument on the sideline involving HaHa Clinton Dix and Julius Pepper. And I guess Rajay Davis was involved as well, doing a little pushing and shoving.
By the way, Kobe should quit. I don't know if anybody's seeing what's going on there.
Yeah, it's back. No, it's back. Yeah, it's Joe Namath on the Rams. It's Willie Mays on the Mets.
Bonnie, enjoy the weekend, and I guess Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
Reuben, French dip, tuna melt. Peanut butter and jelly, but not a hot dog. It's not a Sando. I'm Jim Rome.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Happy Friday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
It is a happy Friday indeed. A pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4.5 hours. Do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way with a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. I'm Dan Bernstein, and that is Steve Rosenblum in for Terry Bors.
That certainly is.
Olin Krutz, 3 o'clock, second half, 3:30. Dan Durkin will give us his scouting report on the St. Louis Rams at 4:40, and some surprises along the way as well. One of our favorite stops on the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour tracks in Deerfield. On Deerfield Road, right by the tracks, hence the name. So come on by and have an ice-cold Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens, and enter to win tickets to see the Bulls against the L.A. Clippers Thursday, December 10th. You have to be here if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at @Bors_Bernstein. He is at Steve Rosenblum. I am at @Dan_Bernstein. There's borsandbernstein.com, the radio.com app for your mobile device as well. That allows you to have the show wherever you go. Our engineer is Dave Miska.
Watkins somehow unable to hold on to that one. Yeah, he's too anxious, no question. You know, he is a hand catcher, so he'll reach up and just snatch the football out of the air.
That's good. I would advise that.
That's probably part of the job description.
Now, and we're not allowed to install Dave Miska as the mayor of any municipality, are we?
I thought I could because I was sitting in Terry's chair.
Well, I guess you can try. I don't know if it's going to take, but you can. Because he's been going to places that really need him. I don't know that Deerfield quite needs the magic touch of a Dave Misk. I think they're doing okay.
Kind of high rent up here for me.
Yeah, because you were thinking more, you know, Markham, Harvey, Posen, Midlothian.
Elmwood Park.
So he doesn't get to be the mayor who loots the places? He has to come in and clean up the mess?
No, he's a fixer. He's a fixer. He's a turnaround specialist. He's like John Fox.
It's all a problem.
It's a city government.
It's all a problem.
Really, any city you're in, you know.
So we also have back at the studios Matt Abaticola.
Well, so many weapons when you talk about this Bills offense.
That ain't true!
And Chris Tannehill.
Good job by Rambo. Rambo in good position makes the interception.
It really is something's going on with Phil. Phil's trying, but it's always just a bit off.
Man. Scoreboard update.
It's 1:32 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Blackhawks just can't seem to figure out the Devils so far this season. Last night's 3-2 loss to New Jersey was the second in less than a week. But some help is on the way. The Hawks activated Michael Roosevelt from long-term IR and reassigned Eric Gustafson to Rockford yesterday. Coach Joe Quenneville says both Roosevelt and Duncan Keith will play tomorrow against the Blues in St. Louis. Hawks still have to activate Keith and demote another player. The Bears' official injury report for Sunday is out. Eddie Royal will not play. Elshon Jeffrey, Pernell McPhee, Antrell Roll, Shea McClellan, Hronis Grassou, Matt Forte, Jermon Bushrod, and Tracy Porter are all questionable. Yesterday, Bears defensive lineman Ego Ferguson was suspended without pay for 4 games for violating the NFL's policy on PEDs. Ferguson is already on IR for the year, so that doesn't change much, but he's still the third Bear to be suspended for PED use this week. Elsewhere in the league, the NFL fined Rams cornerback LaMarcus Joyner $23,000 for his hit on Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, whom the league deemed defenseless. And in college football, Illini linebacker Julian Jones has been arrested and will be transported back to Georgia to face sexual assault charges there, according to TMZ. TMZ has some pretty graphic details of the alleged assault up on their site. Bulls play Charlotte tonight at the UC. Joakim Noah has been sidelined by sore knees all week, but he was back practicing yesterday and will play off the bench against the Hornets tonight. And in soccer, the U.S. men's national team has a World Cup qualifying CONCACAF match tonight against St. Vincent and the Grenadines. 2 islands, 1 country, that match kicks off at 6:10 tonight. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Continental Motors. When searching for a vehicle, search ContinentalMotors.com. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. November sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Julie, thank you. And indeed, the details of that Illinois story are really gross, and it sounds pretty ugly for a school that already has had its share of dealing with some unfortunate circumstances of late. That new interim AD will finally have immediately he's got his first little mini crisis to deal with here as he steers the ship through the calm of the waters that are calm. So we'll see. But Paul Kowalczyk, is that it? I think
that's what I read.
So you were discussing, we were off the air on a little bit during transition about whether or not it matters that local college basketball is a wasteland. I really don't think it does. Not to me.
I like a pro town. That's as good as it gets, despite the way the Bulls start some of their games. That's what I like. I want a pro town. There's the oiliness of college sports, the oiliness of the Olympics and boxing. I just don't want to deal with it. Pro sports is oily, but it's above board and paying people and going about its business. And I don't think I need to care. I don't miss not caring about college sports because they're not a big deal.
Right. They're not. And increasingly, college basketball has become less meaningful when we're trying to project guys for the NBA because you're still forced to play the 1 year. A lot of the guys that are playing professionally overseas don't even bother to come and play college here because you don't have to anymore. It's not like you need the showcase. Eyes are on you no matter where you are, whether you're playing for FS Pilsen or Maccabi Tel Aviv or in Guangdong province.
Or coaching for Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Somebody's going to find you, and you don't have to come here and pretend to be a college student and have people take your tests for you and take classes for you. So I don't care. I guess I don't feel the pull of nostalgia. And I was 10 years old when DePaul was in the Final Four, and I remember it. I remember that it being a huge deal and what DePaul was and what it continued to be for a long time through Rod Strickland and Dallas Comedies. But so what? I don't think the city needs it. I think we're past it.
Well, we are. It got better. You saw right. the best exactly. basketball player ever, and you saw the pro sport overtake everything, and you also saw the proliferation. Phil made a really good point in here in talking to people about
Phil Hirsch. Yeah,
Phil Hirsch in the Tribune today made a really good point about WGN. It's that reading about college basketball was like reading about the Cubs and what GN did for DePaul and why that became a recruiting tool, the way it promoted the Cubs later on and what John McDonough and Arnie Harris and what they did with it to shape the Cubs. And that's huge. Now every game's everywhere, any platform you want. And that's a big deal. You're telling, you're recruiting a kid, and you could tell them, you come here, we'll be on TV. And they'll say, yeah, but if I go to Kentucky, I'll be on TV later and later and more often and at better times and stuff like that.
With more expensive advertising.
Yes.
With better advertisers. Yes. And this, but kids now are even looking at the shoe deals and all the perks and the so many of the creature comforts that are offered because they're differences in lifestyle. And how you live as a Kentucky player, how you live as a Duke player compared to how you live as a DePaul or Loyola or Chicago State player.
I don't know how a Rambler lives. I know they've got the view of the lake. That was what I got out of this piece as well.
Yeah, I don't really think you can compete. You can't sit with that kid and say your life is going to be just as good, even if the team is good, if say it can be part of something here. If it's a one-and-done kid, he's going to want every creature comfort that he's got before he puts his name on a big contract.
So, I do appreciate the passion with which the coaches, especially and the homegrown guys, Aguirre was quoted extensively. It reminded me of a Doc Rivers story who grew up in an era where high school basketball, college basketball, where it ruled. He grew up in this era.
Maywood, right?
Yes. And he told me that one time he was bad and his parents punished him by not letting him go to the Proviso East, Proviso West game.
Wow.
That was his punishment. He couldn't go when he was 10 years old, and he cried and cried and cried.
And it had
that's
an impact,
the passion that this foments. That's what happens here, but not for me.
He's so Steve Rosenblum. I'm fine, too. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is the Boers and Bernstein Show. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Let your game day ritual always start with the Scores Football Pregame Show. Starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zegman, live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Only on the Scores Football Pregame Show. And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Take off for the breathtaking beaches of Los Gatos. 7 nights at Rio Santa Fe start from only $14.99. Or make it Huatulco. Enjoy a full week of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secrets Huatulco Resort and Spa and save up to $400 per couple. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Price per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including charter airline Extra or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11th security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices up to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 15-111-15094.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Sean O'Neill in Chicago on Irving Park Road help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put $100 extra in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm agent Sean O'Neill at 773-685-3600 today.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trading. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
What's your favorite month? July? December? How about free TV month? That's right. This month, get a free 32-inch Samsung TV with the purchase of any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above. Now through December 5th. So hurry to your participating Samsung SUHD retailer and celebrate free TV month with a free Samsung TV. The best way to 4K. While supplies last, for free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit Samsung.com/free TV.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to Income10.com to learn how. That's Income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Go to hum.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We got a lot going on in the Boers and Bernstein show today. Bernstein and Rosenbloom with Terry Boers taking the day off. And as baseball's hot stove continues, we never know when something is going to bubble up of newsiness and interest. There's that ugly story out of the University of Illinois that's developing right now. We were talking a bit about college basketball in Chicago, and it simply doesn't matter. It is off the radar in this city unless there is a great high school player who you know is soon going to go play somewhere else, because that's where they go and that's what they do. And I'm not really bothered by it. I think there's an assumption that people are pining for these days of college basketball mattering in this city, and that seems to be the lament. But so what? Why is it bad when you don't have that as part of your life? You've got the NBA is so much bigger than it used to be. It wasn't just the success of Jordan. It's the size and footprint and entertainment value of that league. I mean, I didn't have to flip on the TV to watch the T-Wolves and the Warriors last night, but I wanted to because I didn't want to miss a chance to watch the Warriors play.
Because that's the best. That's as good as it gets. Now, I just want to say the Duckhorn Vineyard.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And Camus on the same trip.
Duckhorn Vineyard. Wow.
Yeah, you want to bid on it already?
That's a thing.
You want to bid on it already?
That's a, is there a preemptive bid? Is there a buy it now bid?
Well, I can cut a deal. I'm in a position of power in this one. You're talking to the auctioneer.
Yes, you are.
So if you want to, put in a minimum bid, we'll see what we can do. Yeah, I'm actually cutting out a little early today. Going to the Four Seasons for
You're a Dodger fan. You're leaving early.
Yeah, I didn't quite arrive late, though. I was concerned that I might. But no, I will be leaving you with the transition with Lawrence Holmes a little bit later on. But it's a big night for Children's Oncology Services. And boy, did they pull out all the stops for the live auction this year.
Yes, they did.
There's some stuff in there. That's that South American trip that involves going down to literally the end of the earth in the Magellanic forests in there at the very, very tip, the bottom of Argentina. And then you can take Zodiac boats into fjords.
No, I'd rather just drink wine. You can go take the trip.
Wine there. You know, Argentina and Chile, kind of known for wine,
I know.
Too.
Get me a Malbec with a snotty little bouquet,
uh-huh.
Would you? Yeah, all right. Anyways, Phil did a really nice job, and by the time I got to the end of the story in today's trip, Phil Hirsch, it seemed like a lamentation by the time I got
I agree, but I don't share the sentiment.
No, I don't either. But I wanted to read it. Phil's an excellent writer, and it was a subject that I was glad college sports is not. We got enough stuff going on, and there's enough for us to cover that is gripping to a large number of people that I don't miss it.
Well, Mr. Pouty Pants says, I understand your view that local college basketball is important, but why? I get that you personally don't prefer the college game unless it's seeing future NBA stars, but as a sports talk station, shouldn't you want to have more good teams to talk about? Well, but I'd rather talk pro.
Right. I would, too.
Most of this show is going to be Bears, Bulls, baseball when the Blackhawks are in the playoffs and the whole city's crazy about the playoffs.
That
and
makes
about
your point exactly. The Blackhawks are 3-time Stanley Cup champions in 6 years.
Right.
But it's still not like discussing the backup left guard for the Bears at any point
Never.
In the year.
Well, when the party's going on, when the playoff party is going on, and everybody just, yay, Blackhawks!
But that's what it takes.
Right, but usually in the conversation ends up being, hey, aren't the Blackhawks awesome? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to the game.
Although I do have new Blackhawks lines for you, because Q is not happy. Joe Quenneville is not happy.
It's so pointless to discuss Blackhawks lines, because even if they said it at the morning skate,
yes.
Then by the end of the first period, he's shuffled them all
in.
Anyway.
Or maybe by the end of the first shift.
First shift, right.
Yes, he has shuffled them. But you have Marco Dano, Jonathan Toews, and Teuvo Teravainen on your top line now.
Okay.
Hossa is skating with Caro and Shaw on the third line. The Patrick Kane line remains intact. And guess what? Everything's going to be better with Duncan Keith back.
And he has been activated. They've reassigned Victor Svedberg, sending him to Rockford.
Well, their offense starts with their defense, and their defense starts with him, and everybody becomes more dangerous because
they have the puck.
And he can throw the home run pass. And that makes a big difference in the way teams are going to forecheck him and what he can do and the way he can get the puck out of trouble.
But it's the regular season anyway. We know for a fact, and this is sort of the Bulls discussion here, and I know people don't like to admit that this is true sometimes. The Blackhawks really are a team that can try harder when they want to. And when the when the playoffs start, whether it's a given shift, a given period, there's too much evidence. We've seen it too often that they can flip a switch.
I don't say flip a switch. I say get better and improve. And the way they do, if you look at their playoff runs, their records in games 4-7 is phenomenal. They get better over a series, and they'll get better over time in a season. However, this Western Conference is really tough. These are tough points to lose. Losing to Jersey at home is a really tough thing to lose because the Western Conference is a war zone, and it's really tough. Worry about the playoff standings on Thanksgiving and see where they stand.
And then the whole 3-on-3 aspect of it, too, that's changing everything.
You can't coach that. That's pond hockey. That takes you back to when I used to play at Sunset Park here when it froze over. I took my kid there, right?
Sure.
That's what 3-on-3 is. Pro hockey is reduced to the Highland Park iced over rink.
Did you read what McClure wrote about it for the Committed Indian, where he says essentially nobody's pressuring the puck because they're worried about giving up an odd man chance, and it ends up being self-defeating because they're playing defense like NBA teams do early in games. And you don't have enough possession. It's still one possession, game's over. It's like sudden death overtime in basketball, essentially. And everybody's playing too concerned.
I'd written a couple of weeks ago that I thought it was a joke and a gimmick, and I would, if all these options I've seen, 4-on-4, 3-on-3, I'd rather take the tie because it's real hockey. 3-on-3 is not real hockey. It's pond hockey. They have 3-on-3 championships up in the Kishinev, Wisconsin.
Or like a Mike Jamboree cross ice.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. And you talk to Dennis Savard. He grew up playing that, but there would be six games going on. There were three
simultaneously
games going on, six teams, all with the same center ice. They just play nets at different angles. If you didn't learn to keep your head up, you were dead. And that's where he learned to do that. That's how he learned to stick handle.
In Naperville, Leo is on the score.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about, you know, the college basketball. I've seen a few of the articles that were written recently about it. And does the city actually need, you know, to have a strong college basketball? No. And I'll declare beforehand, I'm a DePaul grad, and I'm probably one of the few hundred people that still actually try to follow the program if it's worth it. But, you know, I just don't think the city doesn't need it. But it can't hurt to have something, an additional compelling sports story. I mean, you could have said 10, 12 years ago that nobody cared about Blackhawks hockey. And there was 2,000 people coming into the UC, but they turned it around and they added.
Yeah, but that's the highest level of the sport in the world. It's different than when you're talking about a second-rate version of the sport.
It's second-rate version of the sport, but come in the springtime, everybody's talking about it.
Well, but they're talking about it because they're only talking about it because they're gambling on it. The only reason it's huge and anybody cares is because everybody's got a piece of paper in their hand with the brackets on it. They are talking about it because they actually love the sport. They love gambling on outcomes and writing names of teams.
And the drama. They've managed to corral some drama that no other sport has, not like that. And that's to their credit. And that makes it exciting. But only then, for me.
If you want to start watching college basketball when the season begins, have a barf bag. Because even the good teams have no clue what they're doing, and they're kicking the ball all over the place, and you got kids who have never seen arenas like this that are acting the way they are, not in the AAU circuit, not in high school, and even some of the best players get those big eyes, and it takes some time for them to get watchable. Maybe Carolina, because they're returning 4 or 5 starters, but or some Bo Ryan team that's just got a bunch of guys that have been there for 3 years.
And then comes March and April, and thank you very much. See your way. You know, show yourself out.
Bill says, I'm nostalgic for college basketball. I miss the days when DePaul was good. I prefer college basketball to professional basketball. Well, then you're an idiot. Why would you like something bad rather than something good?
To him, it's not bad.
But he's wrong.
To him, there's a lovableness about it. I understand the embrace. You got a college. Ugh. You got a. You have an alma mater. You like a. You have a certain memory of a game or what that.
Yes, but that,
what college basketball meant to you. That's okay.
But it doesn't mean it's good. It means means you remembered it and it was fun.
Yeah. So why you're not wrong to like it now because
wrong to like it better than the NBA. Yes,
no,
you are.
No, sports is about feeling good.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not.
It is. I know you don't want it to be.
Are you Steve Spiegel all of a sudden?
It's about, you're allowed to enjoy something.
Sure, you are.
Without it being at the top of Olympus.
Well, there has to be some objective aesthetic, the idea of human beings doing things at the very highest level. Not necessarily some kids who are going to be selling insurance later. At
you like your kids' game? You want your kids' game?
I don't enjoy it, though. I'm completely.
Why am I not surprised?
I'm completely miserable.
You wouldn't enjoy watching your kid play hockey.
Oh, it's misery. Ask any goalie parent.
I know.
Ask any goalie parent. It is torture.
By the way, do you know if AHI has that rule that is now going to be changed in Canada? If a goaltender loses his catching glove during play,
right?
There's no whistle right now. Not in Canada. And a kid was in danger. That the whistle stops if the net comes off.
Right.
Goalie gets run over, something like that.
Right.
You lose your glove. That's a dangerous thing.
I'll check the USA Hockey.
I would worry about that if I were a goalie.
Yeah, because
parent.
You know, there's some teams where these kids already are coached when the goalie's down, if his hand is out there trying to cover the puck, to step on him, kick him,
chop it, or to hook it off his hand.
There were guys kicking him in the face.
Well, he's got a mask.
I know, but it still hurts to have a guy with a toe of a skate kicking you in the face.
And does a Bernstein Scion, does he have a specially designed mask? Does he have special artwork? Has he chosen it?
He does have artwork. We got it at Gunzo's. It's not custom artwork. It's a
I'm very disappointed.
It's called Bernstein. Body Bag. It's a zipper opening to reveal a red-eyed demon emerging from a body bag.
And how was that chosen?
He said,
"This is what Dad looks like when I give up a goal."
He pointed to it and said, "I want that." And I said, "How much does it cost?" And then I said, "Okay, then. It doesn't cost too much. You can have it."
There you go.
You got to have it. Although the one thing I
don't... Hockey parenting.
I don't try to go cheap on the thing that covers the brain.
No, I would.
Because that's usually something we want to spend a little extra. Thank you very much for that. The Boers and Bernstein Show with the Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's Jeff Fisher's Rams. We've got all the specifics and breaking news leading up to game time. Keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears. Dry it, chill it, wash it, light it. Saving energy is what we do. Bluff it, rinse it, spin it. We save money and water too. Energy Star. Come and apply and save it. Energy efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described is optional.